Clil 6. Exercise 2, page 143.
Adaptation in nature. Living things adapt slowly over time so as to be able to continue to exist. This happens because every plant and creature is slightly different. Some differences give them a better chance of survival, and so the individuals that have those differences live to pass them on to future generations. Those that do not have them will die out. This is known as natural selection. A famous example of this is the peppered moths of the British Isles. In the past, they were mostly pale and very hard to see against the white trees they lived on. Occasionally, a black peppered moth would be born, but it was usually eaten quickly because it was easy for birds to see. Then, during the Industrial Revolution, air pollution made the white trees almost black. Suddenly, it was the black moths which were harder to spot and less likely to be eaten. This meant more black moths survived to lay eggs, and now, most peppered moths in the UK are dark. There are three main types of adaptation in animals. Structural adaptations. These are changes in an animal's appearance. For example, the color of its fur or the shape of its body. Arctic hares have white fur in the winter when there is snow on the ground, but in spring, when the snow melts, their fur changes to brown. This makes them more difficult to see and helps them stay safe from animals that want to eat them. In the same way, giraffes have long necks to help them reach leaves on the top branches of trees. 7.5 million years ago, when giraffes first appeared, they had long necks, but they weren't as long as they are today. As natural selection happens, their necks keep getting longer. Functional adaptations. These are changes in how an animal's body works inside, such as how they breathe or digest food. One of the coolest functional adaptations in nature is that of wood frogs in the Arctic Circle. As frogs are cold-blooded, they can't stay warm in winter. So how do they survive the freezing Arctic winters? Well, they let themselves freeze too. They have adapted to the climate by making a special chemical that stops their blood from freezing. When spring comes, their bodies begin to feel warmer and they get on with their lives. Amazing! Behavioral adaptations. These are changes in how animals behave. Animals like wolves have adapted to living and hunting in groups. A lone wolf can find it hard to survive. Other animals, like brown bears and tortoises, hibernate in the winter. This helps them save energy when there isn't a lot of food around to eat. Hibernation is also a sort of functional adaptation because the animal's heart and breathing rate drops, and so does its body temperature.